Hello, beautiful souls. If you are looking to realign with your authentic self, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Sage Wright, and each episode, I'll bring my experiences, my insight, and together we'll unlock our full potential and we'll create a life filled with purpose and authenticity. So whether you're tuning in on your morning drive, pumping iron in the gym, or in moments of quiet self-reflection, just know that you're not on this journey alone. Redefine and Realign is here to support, uplift, and guide us towards the life we've always dreamed of. So get ready to embark on this adventure as we redefine our reality and realign with our authentic self. I'm Sage Wright. Thank you for joining this journey, and I can't wait to dive in with you. Welcome back to another episode of Redefine and Realign, where we embark on a transformative journey towards self-discovery and authenticity. I'm your host and your guide, Sage Wright, and today we are going to examine a process in which you can realign with your authentic self. Now, last episode, we spoke about self-discovery, and we provided you with 5 ways to break free from limiting beliefs, societal norms, and self-imposed boundaries. Now, these ways were self-reflection, set intentions, embrace change, practice self-compassion, and reflect and revise. And they were all aimed at helping us to identify our deepest desires and aspirations. Today, we're going to take this a step further. Now that we've uncovered our true authentic selves, it's time to implement strategies so that we can align with it fully. Similar to our last episode, I'm going to give you 3 steps that will help you step into the life that you have always dreamed of. Now, I hope by now we have built a rapport in which you can trust us, and you know that we are truly genuinely trying to help you align with your authentic self. So with that being said, let's start with step number 1. Creating a vision for your authentic self. Now, in this exercise, I'm going to help you visualize your authentic self. Now, I want you to be in a room that doesn't have any distractions. You can either sit or you can lay down. But make sure you're settling yourself in. Start to feel what's holding you together and the support beneath you. When you feel settled, I want you to start taking deep breaths in, filling your lungs with air, and exhaling slowly. Now, during this, I will be your guide, so I will give you an inhale count of 7 and an exhale count of 3. Let's begin. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 1, 2, 3. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And exhale, 1, 2, 3. As you continue to do your deep breaths, I want you to begin to close your eyes. And with every inhale, I want you to imagine that you are drawing closer to calm and clarity. With every exhale, I want you to release tension and stress. As you continue to take your breaths, I want you to focus on my words. And now that you feel a sense of deep relaxation, I want you to start envisioning your ideal life with vivid detail. It is the morning, and you are feeling refreshed, and you're feeling energized. You're rising out of bed with a sense of purpose and excitement, ready for the day ahead. The soft morning glow is hitting you. The sunlight is beaming on your skin. You feel the warmth and the coziness from your bed as you awaken. As you lie in bed and get ready to start your morning, I want you to look around your room. What do you see? Who is with you? And as you rise to start your perfect morning routine and get out of bed, what does that routine start with? Do you start your morning with gratitude and meditation, with exercise and high energy movements, with a nourishing meal, with your family? Take note of it now. As you immerse yourself into this moment, I want you to repeat after me. In this moment, I'm filled with purpose and enthusiasm for the day ahead. In this moment, I am filled with purpose and enthusiasm for the day ahead. Now, as you continue your morning, I want you to take note of your surroundings. Notice the colors, the textures, the furnishings. What makes up this perfect space? Is it spacious and eerie? Is it filled with natural light? Is it cozy and intimate? Filled with soft blankets and inviting wind? Take note of it now. As you immerse yourself in this reality, I want you to repeat after me. I am surrounded by love and comfort in a space that nourishes my soul and inspires creativity. I am surrounded by love and comfort in a space that nourishes my soul and inspires creativity. Now, as we continue our perfect day and you exit your room and enter another, allow your imagination to unfold before you. Who do you see? Are you greeted by furry companions? What does their presence bring to you? Is it warmth? Is it joy? Take a moment to connect with them. Feel the love and the support that surrounds you. And as you continue to explore your perfect morning, embrace the feelings of peace and purpose and excitement, and let it wash all over you. Fill your body with this moment, with this feeling. And as you immerse yourself in your reality, repeat after me. I am living a life filled with joy, abundance, and purpose. I am living a life filled with joy, abundance, and purpose. I am living a life filled with joy, abundance, and purpose. Now continue to sit in this wonderful feeling and listen to the sound of my voice. We are concluding our journey of visualization, and we are going to gently awaken from our deep relaxation. Begin to bring your awareness back to the present moment. I invite you to slowly become alert as I count down from 1 to 5. With each number, feel yourself rising gently to the surface and feeling more awake and alert
with each count. Ready? One. Two. Three. Four. We are almost fully awake now. And five. Open your eyes.
Now that we are fully awake, I want you to carry that sense of positivity and the feelings that we felt while we were visualizing, and keep that with us as we continue to steps two and steps three. Now, I know most of you can do this on your own, and we here at Redefine and Realign are very appreciative for allowing us to guide you through this journey, but visualizing your life is something that you can do. And that you can do it any aspect of your life. It can be as grand as career, relationship, and finances. And it can be aesthetics, like what kind of car you drive or what kind of clothes you wear. But when you partake in conscious visualization, it allows you to harness the power of your imagination and create a mental blueprint of the life that you desire. And as we know, if we can see it, we can achieve it. Now that we've explored the practice of conscious visualization and we've tapped into the power of our imagination in creating our desired reality, it's time to take it a step further to becoming our authentic self. And that is writing journal entries as your future self. So this practice of writing journal entries as our future self helps us to bridge the gap between where we are now and where we want to be. And it serves as a powerful tool for creation and self-reflection. So each day, I encourage you to set aside a few moments just to journal and just to visualize the life that you want to live. And then describe that experience, your thoughts, your emotions, what's happening in real time, so that we can celebrate our successes and acknowledge our growth, and also express gratitude for the abundance that surrounds us. Now, as you write your journal entries, remember to infuse them with positivity, intentionality, and authenticity. Each sentence should be like a love song to yourself or to the universe or whomever, and just feel like a heartfelt declaration of your desires and your dreams. Then reread them and trust the alchemy of your words to shape your reality, knowing that everything that you wrote down, every ink-stained page, brings you one step closer to that life that you desire. Now, much like our last episode, I do participate in all of this. Our producer partakes in all of this. So I will read you my journal entry and how I romanticized after my conscious visualization. Dear journal, today was one of those rare mornings where everything felt perfect. I woke up to the chirping of birds outside my window, my own personal alarm clock. And as I slipped out of bed, the lighting from our curtains filled the room with such a sense of calm. Making my way to our walk-in closet, I prepared myself for my morning workout. The cool hardwood floor soothed my feet as I walked from our bed to our closet. Stepping downstairs, I was greeted by the warmth and the brightness of our home. It was like it was bathed in the sun in the glow of an early morning light. I opened the back doors that are located in our kitchen, and trust me, that is no easy feat. It is made from glass, but eventually, I was able to pull it and let our dogs out to enjoy the early morning air by the pool. I then went downstairs and made myself a protein shake in our home gym. I lost myself in the soothing voices of my favorite podcast, and the words were just washing over me like a comforting embrace. Time seemed to slip away as I immersed myself in the pain of my exercise and the conversations that were being held within my earpods. The outside started to fade into the background.
As I began to cool down and stretch, the smell of breakfast cooking pulled me back to reality, and I found myself drawn back to the kitchen where my husband was busy at the stove. The boys were already dressed in their school uniforms, and we all sat by the breakfast nook where laughter filled the room with warmth and joy. After we had that spectacular meal, I went upstairs, back to our room, and into the bathroom where the scent of burning wood and lavender filled the air as I indulged in a long, hot shower. The sound of the water falling down from my waterfall shower head was washing away the sweat and soothing my muscles for my workout as I felt refreshed and rejuvenated. As I begin to get dressed and start my day, I hear the boys moving through the house and planning their days. It's time to take them to school. Until tomorrow, Sage. Again, this is something when I partaked in our conscious visualization where I felt my happiest. And so I decided to write about it in grave detail. I mean, I could have sat there and said, I woke up, I exercised, I worked out, I came back, I ate, and then I went upstairs, then I took a shower, then I left, and then blah, blah, blah. But it's not what you do in your day that makes things great. It's the small details. It's the smells that make things great. It's the tastes that make things great. It's the interactions that make a day great. And when you do your visualization, I want you to think that in depth. And when you journal, I want you to speak that in depth. I don't want you to leave out any details because each detail matters. So we have partaken in conscious visualization in which we created a vision for our authentic self. Then we have journaled as our future self in the present tense. So now we need something that will help us implement this into our reality. We need to create. And when I say create, this can mean a routine. This could mean a different wardrobe. This could mean buying a new car. Whatever you visualized, you need to take steps right now to help you get to that place. So in remembering my journal and what I visualized, I said, well, I woke up to birds in the morning, and then I worked out, then I ate a breakfast, then I got ready for the day by taking a hot shower, and I took the boys to school. Okay, so if my perfect morning revolves around that, then what can I do right now to create that every single morning? So first, I could set an alarm in the morning that consists of birds chirping, and I could listen to that to wake me up. I mean, in my vision, that's how I like and enjoy waking up, so why can't I have that in the morning now when I wake up? It might not be actual birds outside my window, but maybe it's just the sound that does it for me. So first step, create an alarm that has birds chirping that will get you up. Then I want to go exercise. So morning movement is important to me. So after I wake up from these birds, it's time for me to get active. I need to go make something that will hydrate me or provide protein to my body. And then I need to go work out. Now, right now, I don't have a personal gym, but I do have a yoga mat and a TV. So for now, that's what has to get done. Now, when you're doing this, you might surprise yourself. For instance, I did not know that breakfast was important to me. And I rarely eat breakfast in the mornings. I actually just have a Red Bull and go to work. But in this visualization, it meant everything to me to sit down with my boys and my husband and to eat breakfast. So this is something that I should implement as often as I can because it makes me feel good. And similar to eating breakfast, I rarely shower in the morning because I shower at night. Don't start. But I rarely shower in the mornings. So it never occurred to me that feeling that relaxing heat on my body actually will help me in my day ahead. So showering in the morning might be something good to implement into my day. And this is what I mean by creation. When you analyze everything that you have been visualizing, it doesn't necessarily have to play out word for word or frame by frame, but right now you have the ability to create part of the life that you want to live. Now, as you move forward in life and you start to align with your authentic self and it starts to shape exactly the way you want it to, these creations that you have done now will transform into what you have seen for your future self. Okay? I can't say 10 years down the line, yeah, all of a sudden I'm going to be having breakfast with my husband and my kid in the morning, and I'm going to be working out routinely, and I'm going to let the dogs out every morning, and I'm going to do this and birds, blah, blah, blah. I can't say that now. But what I can say now is that right now, every morning, I wake up to the sounds of birds chirping on my phone. I then go work out on my yoga mat. I then go and have breakfast with my husband and my kids. And then I take a great shower afterwards. And I know for a fact that that starts my day perfectly every day. Now that we have explored and practiced conscious visualization, and we've tapped into the power of our imagination, we have journaled as our future self, and we have created right now in the present time, we are one step closer to becoming our authentic self. As we conclude today's journey, I want you to remember that life is not a destination, that it is a continuous evolution of self-discovery and growth. And we need to practice creating a vision for our authentic self through conscious visualization, journaling as our future self, and creating and implementing the changes that can be made today. As we embark on our next journey, may you walk with confidence, knowing that you possess the wisdom and the strength to navigate every twist and turn that life throws at you, and always remember the power to redefine your life lies within you. So I will leave you with this. You are under no obligation to be the same person you were 5 minutes ago. That was Alan Watts. I am Sage Wright. I can't wait to see you next time. Thank you for joining our episode.